This is Iseshe Talks with Ategbe.
Eni ase lore ti o fomo pe eja fi ikalowo ikani odun ore ni oni mo di fa fe leri tin lo re ba won na ja le eleri mo wa dupe o baba se ni lore ope ladu.
This is the Ifa declaration from Irusun Onwori, which we also call Irusu Elerin. But before I go into today's episode of Iseshe Talks, I want to welcome you guys to 2024. And I'm also using this opportunity to thank everyone. Eshun Modupe, I'm really grateful for you guys taking your time to listen to my podcast, to listen to what it is that my humble self has got to say as regards to Iseshe and Orisha worship. And a special shout out to Amber Miranda from the United States. I'm really sorry that this is coming late. I saw your comment on Apple Podcast. I just saw it due to the fact that I don't use iPhone. I'm a Samsung person, so I just saw it recently, and you appreciated the podcast and you asked how you can get in touch with us. For everyone like Amber Miranda that wants to get in touch with me, I have a page on Instagram called Ategbe Movement, ategbe. ategbe, Ategbe Movement on Instagram and Facebook. You can reach out to me on my pages. I'm always available. I'm really, once again, I'm very sorry for the late response. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. Like, your reviews and your consistency in watching our podcast is what is inspiring us to do more. Going to today's topic, if you are Yoruba, immediately I recited that verse, you would have understood what the topic itself is about. Whoever that has been done favor, something that you perceive to be good, till for one that did not show the sign of gratitude, let's test that person with an act of wickedness. The person will be offended by the act of wickedness, but will still not appreciate the sign of goodness. This is the declaration of Ifa from Irusun Elerin, which we also call Irusun Onwori. This verse speaks about acknowledgement in general. But now, when we want to go straight into this verse, it's talking about acknowledgement of good and bad. Like, it's teaching the philosophy behind it. We as human beings, when something bad happens to us, like something that is like a negative manifestation in our life, we are always quick to acknowledge it. Very, very quick. Even the most little negative manifestation, we are always quick to acknowledge it. But when the slightest good manifestation happened to us, we might not even acknowledge it due to the fact that we might not even be contented with it. This is the lesson that Ifa is trying to teach in this extract of Irusun Elerin, Irusun Onwori. Ifa is teaching us that we need to understand that the acknowledgement of good manifestation in our life as human being, regardless of how small it is like you are laying a foundation for the goods that are yet to come to sit down on. Acknowledging the good manifestation, as little as it is, that is happening in your life today, is you creating a foundation. You are in the act of creating a foundation for the good manifestation that are yet to come to sit down on. When we talk about foundation, if we go into construction, Benny, construction of houses, there has to be a foundation. Be foundation yen ba se ni agbara to, as strong as that foundation is the amount of structures that can sit on it. That is what is going to determine the amount of structure that can sit on it. Be foundation yen ba se ni mi si to se strong si, won lo ma determine iye structure to ma le joko le lori. How strong that foundation is what is going to determine the amount of stories that can, you know, sit on it. If the foundation is strong, it can carry one. If it's very strong, it can carry two stories. If it's very, very strong, it can carry three. So there's a way it is being tested. So this is the same philosophy behind what Ifa is saying in this verse. Your act of acknowledging the positive manifestation in your life, which is gratitude, showing gratitude towards it, it's an act of building a foundation, like a strong foundation, that the gratitudes that are yet to come in future would sit down. So Ifa is teaching us in this verse that we as human beings, we need to go into the daily activities of acknowledging the little and smallest positive manifestation in our life, in order for us to not get caught up in the negative ones. Because you see, when you get so caught up in the negative manifestation, you always, all you do is acknowledge the negative manifestation. All you do is acknowledging that is what you do. You're already building a foundation that more negative manifestation, stronger one, will sit down on. You see, you are unconsciously building a very strong foundation for negative manifestation in your life. This is the declaration of Ifa in that verse. We as human beings, we need to work on like this part of us. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing to acknowledge the negative manifestation, but people are so caught up in it that they forget about the little positive manifestation. And you see this little positive manifestation, when you appreciate it and embrace it, ungongolo machino for new manifestations tombo. But if you forget to appreciate it and you are so caught up on those negative ones, the negative ones will keep building more bigger foundation for bigger negative manifestations to come. This is what Ifa is. It is not just about being an Ifa initiate. You need to understand what Ifa is telling its initiate. Ifa is speaking to his initiate through all this philosophy. Being initiated to Ifa Shango, Oya, or whatever it is that we are all initiated to, is not enough. Or doing Ebo on a weekly basis, or doing Ose on a weekly basis, is not enough. There are some philosophy that we as the initiate must follow. We must follow it, like this were the first step the Orisha followed when they were in Ileayi. So we as their devotees that follow this Orisha, we must follow, like we must walk in their footsteps. Because you see, one thing we human, we need to understand that the only way that we as human can like have a taste of the beauty that lives in another human being, it's true gratitude. That is the only way you can steal that beautiful part of them. And when good manifestation wants to come into our life, it comes through human being like us. It can't fall from the sky. It comes through human being like us. And in order for us to get that beautiful part of human being, which can be like, at the end of the day, if you get the beautiful part of them, it is what we call good manifestation in our life. It comes through them, through human like us. And in order for you to have a taste of that beautiful part of them, you have to learn to be somebody that acknowledge this good manifestation through gratitude. Gratitude is the only way that can make you, you know, experience these things. And when I'm talking about gratitude, I'm not just talking about gratitude, because gratitude is not complete yet when you just do it. No, you must live by it. You must live it. You must live it. You must show it. You must not just do it. Gratitude is not complete yet when you just say, okay, I did it because Atekbe talked about it in a podcast. No, you have to live by it. You understand? You have to live, you have to practice whatever it is that you said to that person. Let me give you, for I know some people would have understand what it is that I'm saying since, but let me just give you an example of what I'm saying to give you like a wider, you know, view to it, because it goes beyond just thanking people. When I was pursuing my career as a filmmaker, when it was time for me to apply, the school that I chose in Cape Town, South Africa, is a school that only accepts 30 students yearly. So you have to go through this interview screening and a lot of exams before they pick the 30 out of like thousands of applications. So when I did everything, I went to the interview and I got chosen. I was among the 30 out of the thousands of applications. I was very happy. And the only way I could show gratitude towards that achievement was to embrace the school itself. I embraced every aspect of the school to the point that as a young filmmaker, I was very busy. When this lecturer said this, says that, I embrace it. When that lecturer said this, says that, I embrace it. I embrace it. So it now looks like I'm taking it too serious. But I understand what it took for me to get there. Out of the 1,000 people, I was one out of 30 that was chosen. So I embraced it. So while I was embracing it, the story is still long. Just calm down and listen. While I was embracing it, it was making me busy to the point that you would find me in every aspect of the school. The equipment room where we used to get equipment to make stuff like cameras and sound equipment, and the editing studio, like where we have a lot of computers where each student can use. There was this other lecturer. So I'm always in these places due to the fact that I've embraced the school itself and I've acknowledged it through my gratitude. So it made me very busy. I'm always in the Mac Lab or in the equipment room. So one of our lecturers got like a project from Africa Magic in South Africa that he wants to shoot. So he needs, in some aspect of the production, he needs students. So he went to the class, he told the student, this, so meet me at the Mac Lab, which is the place I am always at. Unfortunately for me, I was not in the class when he said this. Because I don't know why, but I was not in the class when he said this. And on the day he came there, I was the only one in the Mac Lab. And he started lamenting to the person in charge of the equipment room of the school that he told the students to come, none of them appeared. Why are they so serious? And the guy was like, what is it that you need exactly? He said, I need it. He said, that boy sitting down there can do it. That guy there would make anything you want happen. Like, he's one of our best. And he was like, oh, really? But I've never seen him in my class before. He said, I don't know why. That's between you and him. Then he told me this, that, and I said, okay. Then on the production day, I was there. And he was so impressed by how I even acknowledged that opportunity he gave me. He was so impressed that he even paid me extra. After he paid me extra, many years after, I received a message from somebody from New York. She's a screenwriter. She called me and said, she reached out to me that one of my lecturers referred her to me, that they are working on a project. It has something that they needed to do some research in Nigeria, and I'm the young filmmaker that the lecturer referred her to. And this is a Hollywood project. Imagine, like, look at the building blocks from where it has happened till then. I'm talking about like that's many years later. Look at the building blocks. This is what I'm trying to say about gratitude and embracing these things. They might not be so big when it happened, but when we embrace it, like when we show gratitude, and after that gratitude, we live that gratitude by embracing it, it will lead to bigger things. Just like I said, it's like a foundation that the ones that are yet to come will sit down on, they'll sit down comfortably on it. This is the declaration of Ifa. Eni ase lore ti o fo mo pe e ja fi ikalowo ikani odun re ni oni mo. Ifa is saying that The act of showing gratitude is not to just feed the person's ego. It is for your own good. You show it and leave it. It is not for any other person's good. It is for your own good because you are building a foundation that the goodness that are yet to come will sit down on. This is the declaration of Ifa. And it is very important for us as initiates, you know, to know all these things because it is very, very, very crucial. Like, you see, these simple things are the most important thing of being an initiate. You can offer sacrifice, Ebo Itutu. You can do 1,000,000 in a session. You see, this little philosophy inside of Ifa, if we can't live by it, it will not bring this, like, it, because they work hand in hand. It will be hindering the spiritual part to work effectively. In order for the spiritual part to work effectively, all these little things must be done. They must be paid. Like, you must pay attention to them. Benny, you must pay attention to it. So, thank you very much for listening to this one. Like I said earlier, if you guys want to reach out to me or get in touch with me, reach out to me on my page on Instagram, Ategbe Movement. Ategbe, A-T-E-G-B-E, Ategbe Movement on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for listening to me. I'll see you guys on the next one. Ireo.